Hi, my name is Hui. It's pronounced
Hui.
H-U-E, Hui, Kirsten
Hui,
Hui.
okay.
So,
Awesome.
do you go by Dana?
Yeah.
Dana. Okay, I said it correctly. So, how
Thanks.
old are you, Dana?
Just
How
turned
old are you?
34. Just turned 34.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. So, how many children do you have?
Two.
Two. How old are they now?
2.5 and 16 months.
Very sweet. Bless your heart. I've been there, so
Yeah.
I know what it's like.
A lot of work that is.
Yeah, I applaud you just to, do what you do, and then having the two children as well, and it just bless your heart. So you 480. Oh, that is which side of, hang on, 480. Where is that from?
Actually, it's Cave Creek, Arizona. It's a suburb of Phoenix.
Oh, okay. So you're in Arizona. Okay.
Are you
It's
in
in Israel,
California?
so I'm trying to. I am in California, so I
Nice.
am. Yeah, so I think it's as hot as Arizona now. It's just crazy. So,
I heard LA is really.
so
Are you in
yeah.
Los Angeles?
No, I live in Sacramento, outside Sacramento, beautiful
It's
place
hot
called
there,
Cameron
yeah.
Park. It's a very special place to live. That's the title of the phrase, actually.
Oh.
So it's in the retirement. Yeah, it's actually in the retirement village. Well, it's a retirement town type. It's not fast paced like San Francisco, that kind of stuff. So
Yeah.
it's lovely. It's beautiful. So, let me see here. So yeah, I read even the words coming out. So how long have you experienced this kind of scattered?
Probably like my whole life. This
Mm.
life. Kind of. I mean, like I was
Yeah.
diagnosed with ADD, I was younger. I think I'm like one of those indigo kids or whatever.
Okay. So I know exactly where you come from because I was one of those kids. I think back in the days in Vietnam, if I was in America, they'd probably like to drug me as well. But I love these people because they're one of the special indigo, maybe we pass indigo children that's coming through right now. So I think the 20th are coming in with the rainbow right now. But it's wonderful. So my specialty is in chronic reverse polarity, and I rarely heard of it. And I have no idea what it was all about. It's just because I was in so much pain. I was in so much stress. I had fibromyalgia. I could not heal in any way or form. And I just like to give you a little just background to understanding what it is all about and, where I'm coming from. So, look, I was a Reiki practitioner. I do Jinkai. I do a lot of energy healing. A wellness consultant that access to the best nutritional in the world, and I do acupuncture. I try fiber, chiropractic, you name it. I even electric shock type of things, but nothing seemed to work. So someone discovered my energy was reversed, and so I have something I can study and research. And you mentioned ADHD. I found this about chronic reverse polarity in the book called The Indigo Children. And back
Oh,
at
it's in
the
that book?
time,
Really?
10
How
years,
cool is that?
yes, is that he mentioned that in that book, and I kind of have some sort of something I can grip. You know what I mean?
How
I have
funny, like that I
something I
bring that
could.
up. That's kind of weird, right? Very cool.
Yeah, so of all things, and then I discovered all these children and say, wow, that's like me. I like these ADHD kids. And to me, this is like, I resonate with that really well, with everything that talk about these children that I belong to. And so I kept searching, and long story short, I was able to correct my energy. I attracted a lot of teachers that came to my life, especially teaching me about the aspect of polarity. And it's just like angel out of the sky. As I need them, they came in and they go. And I have no idea where they are or if they actually even exist as humans. But
Amazing.
certain stuff I cannot explain. Yeah, there's certain stuff that I you know, you can scientifically thing explain it, but I know it's like it affects your electrical body, okay? So, which is the energy self. And so I like to give the example of the rechargeable batteries. When you have a pack of four, you put them all positive, negative on bottom, positive on top, or how it is supposed to be, and you plug it in, and it charged pretty good, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, say one of those, you just take one out, you switch it around trying to charge it. What happened?
It won't work.
It doesn't charge. Yeah, same with us. Originally, this whole thing was just for my own personal healing, and then I share with people, and then they, you know, and I thought, okay, you know, I don't know what it is, but I can try it on you, and I don't know. I just know how to manipulate and ways and stuff, and they got immediate result.
Awesome.
And it worked for, yeah, it worked for pain. It worked for people and their health, but then it's also worked for entrepreneurs. I mean, it's not working for people in the relationship, and it's worked for people with their finance. It's kind of like kept going because the interest and because I saw the patterns of it. So I did diligent research on it. I spent the whole 10 years dedicating.
That's really cool. I like it.
Getting
I like
the,
it. You have me.
Yeah, so
your,
I dedicate my.
To me, right?
Yeah, so it was great. It just seen immediately, though. It just, that's how I got excited, and I focused. I had to, pretty much, it was the stage I had to overpass my teacher, who is my Reiki master that I've been trained for 10 years, and she couldn't understand what I was talking about. It's only the people that Angel can understand what I say. It seemed like I'm speaking a foreign language to her, and it's very difficult. And
yeah, it happens sometimes, like you just outgrow somebody, you know.
Yeah, so that's what happened. But there were other Reiki masters that was training with her that had issues that were open up to my idea, and it felt hopeful because I was able to help them, and it was very genuine, like, really, I helped you? I did? Kind
Aww.
Of stuff. So it kind of kept me going. I know something, I'm on the right path. So, but a long story short, my fibromyalgia is no longer. I saved my marriage. I got
Yay.
My life together. And so, yeah, so that's kind of like to sum it up, how I am just so passionate about this electrical body and a lot of things that come into that I cannot explain. So I always
you don't have to explain everything to me. I'm like one of those people who I, like, if I suddenly
yeah,
feel
that,
friends,
that,
I
that
trust
is so
it.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that is really good. And so I like to start with a little scan, and I want you to breathe deeply into abdominal and then kind of like scan yourself and then just find out, you know, you kind of just breathe in and just check in with yourself for the next couple of minutes here while I'm just going to scan you as well. And I'm going to write down my reading, and I want you to just take a few deep breaths and just focus in your body where, stuff, and then just allowing that. And I'm going to just quiet here for a second I have a chart that I go through, and I'm going to scan and note, make some notations first. So go ahead, Dana, and just take a few deep breaths. Okay, so what I just did was scan the seven chakras, and from bottom up, the navel sacral area, which belong to the, you know, ovaries, testicle, and the area that's supposed to be fun, pleasure, and creativity, it has a little stagnation there, and the imbalance has got to do with fear.
Wait, what? The second one has what?
Fear. This navel sacral area, you know, where the ovaries and testicle lies, okay? And the other area was the heart area, heart center, which got to do with loving, intimacy, relationship, and forgiveness. And the imbalance is oversensitivity. And then the third eye, which is the pituitary area, got to do with the intuition, clear sighted, and certainty. Okay? So I'm just have a quick reading there. And I have a special hand diagnosis. I'll text you the photo. You can see before and after what I do when I see people. It's fascinating. So you can have a look at the picture before and after the changes in their hand, the shift, the lines. I'm doing something different today, and it has been helping so many people as I was invited to do a training call the other day, and I thought this is a beautiful song. So I'm going to play a song, and all I want you to do is just take a few deep breaths and center yourself and listen to the words of these. It's called There Is a Place by Cindy, and just allowing the music to work through you and just taking a look at what's going on for the next 4 minutes with that music. And then after that, we're going to go through and clean some stuff up. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
So I'm going to play the song and then just breathe in with it and listen. Close your eyes for a minute now. Just put your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your navel. Take a few deep breaths. Fan your body. Looking into your heart Breath into the abdominal, taking the wonderful fresh air and breathing out of any uncertainty, anything that's holding you back. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Open up. It's very deep. I was working on your energy as the music flowing through there. So what was going through your mind?
I was trying to hear the song. It was a little hard to hear it through the phone.
Oh, it was hard to hear the music?
I could hear some of it, but I couldn't hear, like, all the lyrics.
Oh, I'll send it to you. You can listen to it. Oh, that's a bit... Yeah, I never know how it's going to sound like on the phone, and it's it's beautiful lyrics. It's just getting you to look deeper within the heart there, and then seeing where what matters and that kind of stuff. But
thank you.
It's a beautiful. It's a really beautiful song, and as we working and being. Reverse energy is actually something that you could even be born with, and I love that, and it, even just pre-birth, you can experience that as well. So, for example, when a mother's pretty much bearing a child and she's going through a lot of trauma or whatever it is going on, that is not full favor, and the energy of the child is also heavily affected, so they can be born reversed, and a lot of stress and responsibility and everything else can also add it to the energy. And then also I learned that it's actually contagious, meaning if someone else that you live with or people that you associate with, the energy is backwards, you're more likely to be trained, and then you get switched. And we're just like a mini earth with the poles like the same, the positive and the negative. We're just like a little earth. How we are expressing ourselves and stuff, the whole earth just replica that. When you hear about magnetic, so, they have the positive and negative pole, so that's how it works there. And as far as you can go back, I'm going to see why the energy is reversed. And so you now just turned 34.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're scanning yourself for any particular area in your body at all that's kind of stiff, if any, or anything that's coming through?
I get, tight in my shoulders.
Your shoulder? Okay, which side?
They get tight. I, hold tension there.
Mm-hmm. Both shoulders?
Yeah, even.
Yeah. So the shoulder got to do with responsibility. That's what that means. And, let's start from there. And, I'm going to start with that. So,
and which chakras? You said that I had, blocked chakras. I couldn't understand that fully.
You have blockages in the navel system, the heart, throat, and third eye. So we're going to go, we'll address
the
most important ones
first.
They're perfect, but they have blockages. What that means is, they have some stagnation. There's emotion that are trapped within those areas. So we're going to go
the second, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So the
second,
first,
that
the first
to do
third,
that.
And seventh are okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you're very grounded. It's pretty good. So, it's like clear intuition, just like having that focus. And yeah, so when your energy is backward, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, you work so hard and you try everything, and but it's just because that kind of blocking it. You know, it just got there, and suddenly they had this invisible wall, and they couldn't bang through it. And sometimes, you know, we get frustrated, like, gosh, you need to do everything right. You went through all this stuff, but it just not seem to be happening. So that's what that means. And let me correct that. I corrected it energetically, and then I'm going to go in and see where, why it went reverse in the first place as well. So I'm going to...
Will it stay corrected forever?
Excuse me?
Well, since you're correcting it, does it stay corrected forever, or do I have to keep doing it?
Yeah, it goes back and forth, but, you know, I'll teach you how to keep it on tabs as well, meaning, you know, identify. I teach my clients, I keep going patient because I was a registered nurse client. Yeah, so, but I'm going to see, I have like 60 emotions that are kind of like shortened to 60 emotions, and I'm going to find out what emotion and when and where that was trapped, and I'm going to kind of lay them all out, and then so I'm going to clear them for you. So I'm going to be quiet for a few seconds so I can tune into some of these emotions. So. Okay. So we're focused on reverse energy. And the first one came through was Tara. Tara. T-E-R-R-O-R. Tara. Like scared, frightened.
That's a strong word.
Something that caused. Yeah, Tara. So let me see how old that happened. So she is in your 20s. 15. So there is an event when you're 15 years old that caused you feeling a bit of fright and terror. Can you recall at all?
The first thing that came up is like maybe the only thing that I can think of that happened like when I was turning 15 was I went on this like weird trip with my horse trainer at the time who was kind of weird. It was kind of a strange trip. I don't remember if I was like terrified per se, but it was like uncomfortable for sure.
Yeah. Sometimes terror is just how your body interprets it, and these, you know, some certain emotion that we can't pinpoint, but some of these are just.
Where was that one stuck?
And
where did
that was
hurt?
Like. So let me see. Yeah, so this one is in the heart chakras, and. Okay. So let's work it on the heart chakras, and then normally when we start clearing one area, it's that to clear others' area as well. And so I'm going to see if there's a pattern up here. So you're going to have a pattern up here. Let me see what else, what other patterns there are. So I have grief came up.
So terror is gone now?
I'm going to clear it. I'm surfacing it, and then it's just like I'm cleaning the closet and just kind of bring it out, and then I'm going to roll it up and clearing it. I have a unique way of doing some of this, but I'll bring it to surface, and then we're going to clear it together. I'll walk you through clearing this. So I have grief that came up. At age 23. So at age 23, can you remember an event perhaps got to do with grief?
At 23, like I used to have a really bad eating disorder and so much bad stuff was happening at 22, 23. I started to get better around 24,
okay.
So... Like, I think I'm still 22. Like, when I broke up with the guy that I liked, I think I was 22, so that wouldn't be 23, but it was just, like, a bad time.
Yeah, okay. So that's where that was. Okay, let me see. Okay, there seems to be a pattern of grief, too. Let me see that. Okay. So, okay, at five, grief also, can you recall? This is during kindergarten.
I hated kindergarten.
Do you
I hated
remember?
school. I just was like, yeah, I was really like scared to talk at school, and I didn't like to leave my mom. So five wasn't a very good time either.
Okay. Okay, so that's fine. So sometimes there's a certain patterns. As I'm very good about bringing them all up at once, and a lot of people will take hours and hours to going through them. So I let me see what else. Sometimes there's this emotion, there's a chain of them. It's a pattern that I discovered that we attract. So in the chain. So what happened last year for grief?
I don't think anything last year for grief.
Within. Okay.
Shouldn't be that I can think of, like that.
Anything happen in your 30s?
What?
Let me go ahead and clear tarot first for you. Take a few deep breaths. I'm going to clear some of this so we'll correct your alignment so when we question, we get to the right person. Okay. Take a few deep breaths for me. This time, just bring the deep breath into the abdominal. Breathing in and breathing out. Three times. Every time you breathe out, you say, ah. Dana, polarity is corrected. Okay. So now, are you sitting or are you sitting straight up? Okay. So sitting where there's no back, move forward a little bit. So I'm just going to get you to test something to align yourself that
I'll
when
sit
you're
down on the
sitting
floor
back.
so I'm not up against the chair anymore.
Yeah.
Is
So
that
somewhere
better?
you can, yeah. I'm just walking you doing a kinesiology test. So just say, just you can sit, you can feel when you're sitting as well, just nice and back straight, and say to yourself three times, my name is Dana, my name is Dana, my name is Dana. I want to say that really deep root, that is your name.
My name is Dana.
Is that the
My
regular?
name is D What? My name is Dana.
Yeah,
My
go
name
ahead.
is Dana.
Okay. So are you feeling your body swaying in any direction at this time?
No.
No movement, no backward, no forward, no sideways, left or right?
Not that I'm noticing.
Okay.
Should it be?
We'll move on some more. Typically, when you're corrected, you should feel a shift forward. Just do something like this. What is your favorite food? What is your favorite food?
I don't know. I don't know. Can't have chocolate, maybe? I hate to admit it, but. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?